Here we are at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's Trade Talk in the BASF booth. With me is Dr. Dan Westberg with BASF, and we speak quite frequently, a couple times a year, but we always have something new to talk about. And this, as we're looking ahead to the 2012 season, BASF is launching a couple of new things, and one of them is Zidua herbicide.
That's correct. Zidua herbicide is a brand new herbicide active ingredient that we're currently awaiting EPA registration on. It is a unique chemistry, and with that unique chemistry, it brings some really unique properties or value to growers out there in the marketplace. It's got very broad spectrum control of grasses and small seeded broadleaf weeds, and an emphasis on glyphosate resistant Palmer amaranth and water hemp. And what Zidua really provides, is the longest lasting residual control on these particular weeds, which is really critical because Palmer amaranth and water hemp can germinate at the start of the season to the end of the season. And Zidua is really going to provide a strong foundation of control to help growers start off clean.
Another new product that you're looking forward to is Optil Pro Herbicide. Tell me about that.
Yes, Optil Pro Herbicide was specifically developed for soybean growers to control a broad spectrum of grass and broadleaf weeds, including water hemp. So we've taken our Optil herbicide, powered by Kixor herbicide technology, and we've added Outlook to it. And really what this does is it makes Optil Pro a premium residual option that provides burn down and residual control in front of soybeans, pre-plant to pre-emergence, for very broad spectrum control, helping growers to start off clean and then stay clean throughout the season.
And that's one of the things that we've been talking about this year because, as you said, resistance has become a major issue with growers. Kixor was brought in, that chemistry was brought into the market, and this is one of the. Is this the second year of Kixor chemistry on the market? How's it doing out there?
Second year of Kixor on the market. On our launch year, we treated over 10 million acres, and it was the most successful herbicide launch in the last 20 years, and we treated somewhere in excess of 14 million this year. So really, really, really successful. One of the things that we're promoting the use of is the utilizing the BASF portfolio of herbicides for corn and soybeans because we have the most sites of action available for growers to use than any other crop protection company. And this will make BASF the number one partner for growers for resistance management. And with the launch of these two new herbicides, we're really able to provide new tools to growers to help them get the most out of every acre.
Now, you know, this growing season was kind of weird, to put it mildly. It was definitely a strange growing season. And I know that we talked in the spring about herbicide, about weed resistance, and then we also talked in the fall about preparing for next spring. So is that what we're talking about now, about the growers looking forward to the 2012 season?
Yes, that's exactly right. And one of the things we're really talking about is getting back to developing a comprehensive weed management system for the field or the farm, and making sure that we employ multiple sites of action on those fields to make sure that we either prevent the development of resistance or manage existing resistant populations in that field. And one really critical part of that is making sure that we get a strong pre-emergence herbicide down so that you can start clean and enable you to stay clean more easily throughout the growing season. And an Optil Pro herbicide and Zidua herbicide are going to be two critical components in our herbicide portfolio to enable growers to do that.
Now, but we're looking forward to 2012. Any concept when you might get approval for those?
Optil Pro herbicide we expect to have registered in December, and then Zidua herbicide will be in time sometime this spring for the 2012 growing season.
Well, that's all the questions I have, Dan. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just that growers can go to agproducts.basf.us for more information on our entire product line of herbicides available for corn and soybean growers, as well as our fungicide product line, too.
Thank you very much, Dr. Dan Westberg, here at the BASF booth at NAFB Trade Talk. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.